Hello, my name is Ellie C.B. Wallace, and this is going to be my fifth episode in my podcast mini-series for my Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive internship. I think I'm getting better at saying that, finally. This fifth episode is probably going to be just a little bit shorter. I really wanted to talk a little bit more about what exactly we have as an archive. Like, what is within our walls? What where do we keep things? I don't know. Just our wares as an archive in as an economic archive. So in the time between my first three podcasts and episodes 4 and 5, there is a lot of things that happened, and that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this. So I think the most the easiest thing to see when you walk in is that the archive itself has a lot of books. it's kind of like a mini library in that sort of sense. And there's a lot of different books on a lot of different things. Stuff during the Third Reich, the economic history of Berlin throughout all decades, as far as back as we can get. Recently, we started sorting through a new collection of Kiepert books, and that was a really cool donation made to the archive, and we're just now getting to sorting through it. Among the other books is, for example, my boss just recently showed me a Gedankbuch. It's a record of all of the Jewish people, I believe, who were transferred to concentration camps. And so it's not just, I guess, so straightforward as what is economics 101. It's decades, if not hundreds of years, like it's so much history, just even stored in the relatively small part of the archive that is the book collection. And that's really cool, for one. But the main part of the archive is a lot of documents. I actually used a small part of these to research an old historic business in Berlin, Kofferpanik, and that article's on our website, to tell a story about this one specific business in Berlin, using the documents of when they were founded. When did business owners switch from one generation to the next? There were advertisements and mailing letters and overall just, oh, and newspaper articles. That was very helpful as well. So documents from probably thousands of different companies throughout Berlin's history, because you have to register, and then obviously that's notated down, and then it's stored in our archive. There's graduation records that we're working on filing into binders, specific binders based on the year. Obviously, I talked about the books, documents. earlier, I talked about the circus and the necklace from Martin Schaff, and that is a lot of also newspaper articles and flyers and, of course, circus programs. And that is my main project at the moment, is looking through these circus programs, organizing them, and then uploading it to our database, taking inventory, and making sure everything is properly stored in our database. We also have, of course, materials in order to store all of these things, boxes and folders and proper archival materials to make sure things are going to not rot away, and that we can use them and preserve them for the future. In the back, we actually have a couple of new, or not new, we have a couple of other parts too. We just moved a bunch of documents into a new room. It's on the same area as the archive is, but it's just in a different building. And so that's going to be our little outer storage area now for some documents that we aren't necessarily going to be like super actively using at the time being. We also, of course, have our photo magazine, which has all of the ideas and photos that I've talked about earlier with, for example, the Philip Holtzman, the the vast majority of it is Philip Holtzman. And I think there's a couple of other things, too, that we just haven't quite sorted out quite yet. Yeah, and so all of these things, all of these newspaper articles, documents, Diaz, photos, all of the above is all very important because it's all documents and documentation of what has happened in history. And therefore we can use that to learn more about the past. We can use that to do research and study trends over time. And that's really cool. That's really important, especially coming from me as a history major. And an archaeology major too, where I'm forced to dig for most of the things that I want to study. But yeah, that is the inventory of our archive, what we store. We also have a random D&D kit that I found the other day. I haven't asked what that's for yet. I assume it's some incredibly important purpose, but I don't know. I thought that was funny, because of course, it's D&D. Anyways, and this is the end of this short episode of my podcast miniseries. I hope you just enjoyed me talking about what we actually have, and I hope I see you next episode.